I think this is the last day of the chair, at least for a little while. Today I want to tell you two stories about two men and their boats. Stories about two men and their boats. Easter was 40 days ago. Oh man, it feels like forever ago. How many of you remember Easter? Almost. Easter was 40 days ago, and Jesus appears to the apostles, and he gives them a mission. He entrusts them with a task for his kingdom. And he tells them in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, that you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And here's the mission. And you will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth. Here it is, y'all. Here's your mission. Jesus says, your mission is to witness to me to the ends of the earth. And here's how you're going to do it. You are going to do it by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so here's what I want you to do. I want you to draft a battle plan. And I want you to work really hard. And I want you to go figure out how to conquer the world. No! That's not what Jesus says. He says, I want you to go bear witness to the ends of the earth, and the way you're going to do it is by the Holy Spirit. And how are you going to receive the Holy Spirit? He says, go to Jerusalem and wait. Oh, that was anticlimactic. I don't want to wait. Jesus, what are you talking about? Go to Jerusalem and just wait. I don't want to wait. I want to do stuff. And I've just been thinking a lot about how Peter might have felt. I don't know if Peter felt this way. The Bible doesn't tell us whether or not Peter felt this way. But if I were Peter, here's what would have happened to me. Remember after the crucifixion and the resurrection? Jesus appeared to Peter. He knew that Jesus had been raised from the dead. He knew that something was coming. He had received the Holy Spirit and the power to forgive sins in confession. And what does Peter do? He goes out and he says, I'm going fishing. What? What do you mean you're going fishing? Jesus just appeared to you. What is going on? And I don't know, the Bible doesn't tell us all the reasons why Peter went fishing. Maybe he just needed money so that he could eat. Maybe that was just what was familiar to him. Maybe because Peter didn't know what to do, because all this was new, maybe Peter just said, you know what? Jesus is calling me to something new. I have encountered Jesus, who is a person, and he's calling me to a new kind of life. Oh, and I like that. But I'm kind of scared. So you know what? I'm just gonna exit the relationship. I'm just gonna get up, and I'm gonna go fishing. Maybe that's what Peter was thinking. So Peter goes fishing, and we all know the story. Jesus comes to where Peter was fishing, and Jesus says, hey, Peter, son of John, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? And he says, Simon, Peter, feed my sheep. And he gives Peter the authority again. He reaffirms Peter's authority and his mission to be the Pope, to lead the church, and Peter is back here in relationship with Jesus. And now it's, how many days? Now it's something like 33 days later. Jesus is ascending into heaven. And I imagine because the devil knows our weaknesses, because the enemy knows where we're vulnerable, I can only imagine that the devil's probably saying to Peter, hey, Jesus told you to wait. Is he really going to come? Is he really going to send the Spirit? Why don't you go fishing? It'll be easier. Why don't you go fishing? That's what you know. And, you know, Jesus didn't say, wait in Jerusalem for 9 days, and then the Holy Spirit will come. That would have been kind of easy. Okay, 9 days. Jesus just said, wait. It could have been 3 days. It could have been 9 days. It could have been 40 days or 70 years. So can you imagine? I bet you can. Because I bet there's things that you've prayed for which you've been asked to wait. I bet there's things that you've prayed for that maybe God has said no, and you've just been asked to sit in that with Jesus and to keep praying and to never stop. So I can just imagine that Peter, on day one of waiting, he's like, okay, I can do this. And on day two, okay, Jesus said to wait. I'm going to wait. I'm going to resist the temptation. And then on day three, maybe I should go fishing. And on day four, is he really going to come? Day five, day six, day seven, day eight, day nine. And just before the breakthrough, just before the greatest moment, is always the strongest temptation. The strongest temptation always comes just before the breakthrough, just before the greatest moment. And I can just imagine on day nine, the enemy is shouting in Peter's mind and in Peter's ear, just give up. Just go fishing. Just go back to your old life. It's going to be easier. Life is hard after all. You're tired after all. Can you imagine what would have happened if Peter would have got up and went back fishing? But he didn't, did he? The Holy Spirit came. Peter preached. 3,000 people were saved on that first day of Pentecost because Peter decided that his Savior was worth more than his ship. He decided that Jesus was more important than his boat, that Jesus was more important than what was comfortable, and he stayed in relationship. And the world was changed. Because Peter resisted the temptation to get out of relationship. And Peter, you know, we never hear about Peter's ship in the Bible ever again. Peter didn't go fishing anymore. I don't know if he sold his ship or he lost his ship or if he just left his ship there. But Peter, he goes and he starts proclaiming Jesus Christ. And that's what he does for the rest of his life until he joins his master and is crucified in Rome 31 years later. And the world has changed because Peter lets go of his ship. I have another story. You've probably heard it before. Maybe not. It's a story about a man named Hernan Cortez. Cortez was one of the first of the Spanish conquistadors in South America. And while the conquistadors did lots of horrible things, and it appears Cortez also did horrible things, that we can learn a lesson from him. Cortez and his men, they sailed to somewhere around what is modern-day Mexico in Central America, and they got off of their boats, and they were going to go conquer the people. They were going to conquer the people there, and they were going to find riches and fame and power. They were going to go fight the Aztecs. The Aztecs at the time were the most ferocious, the most powerful peoples probably in the entirety of North and South America. The Aztecs knew the land. The Spanish didn't. The Aztecs were fighting for the preservation of their homeland. The Spanish were not. The Aztecs had everything on their side except for weapons. And they were fierce. So Cortez, he says to his men, he says something like this. He says, they get off the boats, are you ready? Yeah, we're ready. Are you ready to go and find honor and glory and wealth and ready to conquer? Of course we are. Are you committed to this mission? Whether it was a wicked mission or a good mission. Are you committed to this mission? Of course we are. All right, burn the ships. So that's what they did. Cortez's men scuttled all of the boats, except one, actually. They scuttled the boats that brought them to Mexico. Cortez, though he may have done wicked things, was a wise tactician. He said, if there's a way back, if there's a way home, if there's an escape from the mission, then my men are not going to be all the way committed, and we are going to lose. If there's an escape from the mission, when things get hard, they're not going to be focused on the victory, but they're going to keep looking back and keep looking back. And when we look back, we're going to lose. So burn the ships. Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? I've given you a mission, Simon. A mission to shepherd my people. I've given you a mission today. A particular way that only you are called to change the world. So my question to you and to me today is, what are your ships? If you've been with us for the past few weeks, we've talked about things that help us to stay in communion with God, like our daily prayer in the morning, at midday, at night. You know, we've talked about things that turn us away from God, like priorities and certain patterns, and sometimes our too fast pace. And I don't know about you, but as I've been praying over the past few weeks, I've realized that there are some ships in my life. There are some ways that when life gets hard, or particularly for me, when I get tired and exhausted, that I want to go from relationship with God and that I want to check out. And that it's easy for me to lose my focus if certain things are in my life. And so maybe over the past few weeks, you've discovered some ships, some escape paths, some things that, well, when waiting for the Holy Spirit gets hard, man, I always go to this. Man, I always check out by way of that. That's my ship, and it needs to go. So that's what we have for you this week. Are you and I ready to burn the ships? When are you tempted? Hey, I'm going fishing. Hey, I'm checking out. Are we ready? Can we ask for God's grace today to burn the ships?